This week's episode is brought to you by Pride Month, because we have to show the support for the lions.
Simba.
Simba.
Feeling we're gonna have a bunch of idiots who don't understand that what a pride of lions is, and they're just gonna be like, what?
I know,
but that's what they get. That's what they get for being stupid.
Well, it's when in doubt, if you put something on the internet, when in doubt, someone will take offense to it.
Oh, absolutely.
Or not get the sarcasm.
Oh yeah,
it's just like when I posted the like something. Farce the Music posted something, and I had some sarcastic-ass remark to it, and someone's like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. Haven't you heard of this person?
And
Farce
the
Music replies like, he's being sarcastic.
it is a thing. You know, you give certain people the benefit of the doubt, because sarcasm coming over text isn't the easiest thing to pick up on. However, yeah. It is astonishing how stupid some people are on the internet. Like,
yeah.
It is... Yeah, I don't know if we as a society have gotten stupider, but
no,
I'm certainly more aware of how many stupids are out there.
It's like I said, I've said it before, it's not that people are dumb, it's that how people are like, everyone's so offended. I'm like, everyone's always been offended, it's just now there's a megaphone for stupidity on
you've got a,
because you have a platform.
Yeah, you've got a thing that reaches all of the humans right at your fingertips, and you're just like, wait a second, this random thing that pisses me off that I usually would just have to go complain to my coworkers about, I can tell the world.
Yeah, it's like people don't really, like, people think people are more offended now. It's like, people used to be offended if a black person drank from the same water fountain as you. So, no, we are not more offended than we used to be.
Like, the offense takes many shapes and sizes.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, hello, welcome to Hodge Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, and lover, Kevin Hodge.
Sup?
We're recording this a day early, so... Sorry we can't tell everyone the results of the CMT awards. I'm sure Luke Combs is going to win everything he's nominated for, and that's about it.
Yeah, spoiler alert, didn't know that was even happening until today, so yes, congratulations on your stupid award show that keeps... they just keep happening. They just keep happening.
I literally woke up this morning and was just like, oh, the Pokemon Nintendo Direct is today. I get to find out more information about the new Pokemon game. And then someone posted like, oh, the CMTs are tonight, I guess. I was like, I literally knew more about there being a Pokemon thing today than about them being the Country Awards.
Yeah, no, I had no idea at all. But then I saw, you know, random things trending, like vote this person, vote that person, and... You know, like your one tweet said about how, you know, could
how
you
Kane
imagine?
Brown,
yeah, could you imagine if Willie Nelson was just like, hashtag vote for Willie? And it's just like, yeah, okay, all right.
It's so sad. We've said it a million times. It's how Kane Brown and these artists are like, they beg you to vote for them because that's all that matters to them. And it's so fucking sad.
Yeah.
But actually, the only reason I knew the CMTs were, I didn't know they were today, but I knew they were coming up purely because my mom and dad are constantly watching Last Man Standing on CMT, and they always have commercials for it. It's just like,
that show's on CMT.
Thomas Rhett. It's reruns are.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a television, like, live.
I know.
So long.
I haven't watched television
non-sports.
Live since. Yeah,
non-sports.
I was gonna say I haven't watched television live since probably the Bears, unless I'm at a restaurant and a Hawks game is on or something. But like I haven't sat down in front of a TV to watch live TV since the Bears.
Yeah, no, I watched and currently am watching the beginning. Well, the national anthem for the finals game, and so I watched those.
Watch two still.
So the Stanley Cup is 2-2. The finals is the basket hoops.
Oh.
That is 1-1.
Oh, yeah. Stanley Cup final and NBA finals.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, no, the NBA's is actually called the finals. That's what they call it. They don't have a fancy name, which is stupid.
I stopped. I mean, I never cared, but I stopped, especially caring once Milwaukee lost. I wanted the Bucks to go.
I did want Milwaukee to win. This is interesting, though, not to go on a complete side tangent, but so many of the Warriors are hurt that there's actually a chance. But even with all of the people hurt, like, they still are, like, returning DeMarcus Cousins to play center, which I know means nothing to you, but, like, he was a dude
Was he a linebacker before then?
He could be an unbelievable linebacker because he's 6'11".
Oops.
But he was a dude that was, like, he was injured a year ago and signed with Golden State on a cheap deal because he could. But he was a guy that was legitimately
a year ago,
he would have signed a super ginormous max deal. But then he goes to Golden State on a cheap deal. So even with all these injuries, they're now then getting him back, and he's like perennial all-star kind of guy. So it's like, oh, well, fuck me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't pay attention to that. Basketball got so boring to me.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
I will
anyway,
give you that.
This week we're going to talk about... it's been 6 minutes and we still haven't gotten into it.
What are we going to talk about,
We're going to talk about Whiskey Myers opening for Rolling Stones, and then two awesome bands, Turnpike Troubadours and Shotgun Rider, breaking up. And then we're going to talk about the best albums from May of 2019, a.k.a. this year, if you're listening to this in the future.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't know why you'd listen to... Oh, let's go back to last year and listen to the songs from that 1 month.
You never know.
Yeah, I guess I never do.
I can feel it now. October of 2020, I'm going to be really feeling what was I listening to in May of 19.
Exactly. But yeah, first off, I don't have too much to say about this. I just think it's cool. Whiskey Myers is opening for Rolling Stones. Their first concert is actually at Soldier Field. That's why Aaron tagged us at it, because it's at Soldiers. And I'm like, that's cool, but I don't need to see these old dudes on puppet strings trying to move
around the stage to see
Whiskey Myers.
Yeah, so here's my fiery take. I never gave a shit about the Rolling Stones. Like, I understand that there's a lot of people who absolutely love them. I understand their significance. You know, I'm not trying to downplay that. Same thing like when I say that I don't care about the Beatles. I'm not saying
the
Beatles had no business being what they were and didn't mean anything. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, personally, I don't listen to the Rolling Stones. I don't care. I don't listen to them. So I wouldn't go to that show. But I do think, like you said, it's still really fucking cool that that Whiskey Myers is going to get to play in front of a crowd that huge and expose their music to a lot of people who don't know of
playing
them.
In a literal football stadium. Like, that's
so
insane.
Awesome. Yeah, and then all the people that are going to get to listen to them, and I'm going to guess that a lot of people who are Stones fans are going to be like, oh, shit. Like, I guarantee it's going to be a lot of people, like, our dad's age, that if they didn't know us and hear all this music that we've been showing them, they'd go to a show like that, see this band open and be like, holy hell, this band is great. And then they look into them, find out they're awesome, and then hopefully find out about a whole bunch of other great music that exists.
Yeah, I actually do like Rolling Stones. I used to listen to them a lot. But
I like Painted Black.
Painted Black is a fucking jam. That's
a
great
song. I don't think I could name 10 songs.
If
you pressed me, I'd probably get to 5.
They're fucking, Vietnam song. That's, oh God, why can't I think of it? Rolling Stones, Nom.
Because I just think of Paint It Black because it's been used in a bunch of movies and things about Nom.
Is it?
It's the,
I can hear
it's
the
title sequence song on the game Shell Shock.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just remember I just remember Paint It Black from the Twisted Metal Black because that was the one in that one. I don't know if it was the Gimme Shelter is the one that's always played for Nom shit too. But Paint It Black, it was always played on the Twisted Metal Black, and that game was creepy as fuck, but it was so good.
Dude,
and I was
great games.
But, getting off track. Well, not really, because we were talking about the Stones. But, so it's really cool that because they got the exposure from that Paramount. Yellowstone?
Yes, the show Yellowstone, which I believe I have my DVR set to record those now so that I can start watching them.
Apparently, it's really good. My dad.
Well, that's
really
the thing.
It.
I think it looks awesome. It's just one of those that I forget about because I am just so ingrained in my check Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime mm-hmm. as my video sources that I just straight up forget about anything that isn't on those. And so I've never watched it, but I've always wanted to. And I think it's awesome that they got more exposure. I think it's awesome that a Western style TV show is actually like. Working because I think that's fucking sweet. And I think it's awesome.
I definitely want to check that out. Speaking of which, did I ever tell you how Shooter Jennings was in The Punisher, the new season of The Punisher?
Really?
Nice. he was in the first episode. It was awesome. But so that's awesome for Whiskey Myers. That's awesome that they're exploding in popularity right now. So
hell yeah, they deserve it.
They'll go pop. No, I'm kidding. It's awesome. But before we get to Turnpike, because obviously that's the big one, we haven't recorded since they split, Shotgun Writer broke up. They only had one album, I think, and then like an EP or two.
I want to say that Shotgun. Either one of them or both of them or something, I swear that they also had music, or at least one of the singers had music under a different name, too,
or part of a different band. He was... oh my god, why can't I think of
it? I can see the album cover of the dude standing there, but I can't fucking think of what the band was.
I'm sure Texas Rain, so I
yes,
have to look up by
exactly.
The song.
That's exactly it. I remember
7 miles south.
Yes, because I remember hearing Texas Rain come on by them instead of Shotgun Rider, and I'm just like, wait a second. It sounds like the same guy.
That was actually the first one I heard of that, because the Paulo Duro, which is the Shotgun Rider's newest album that came out a little over a year ago. That one has, I was going to say a cover, but it's the same fucking person. It has the Texas Rain on it, but the other one had come out way earlier.
Oh, gotcha.
But Shotgun Rider, I actually loved them for a song that was on their EP. They had 3-4 EPs. Okay, so they had a decent amount. But their very first EP, they had a song called Alone Tonight, and I fucking loved that song. That's the song that got me into them. That came out 2015, so yeah, I've been listening to that song for a while. So it really sucks that they're splitting. Obviously, it's not like they're giving up on music. It's just that Shotgun Rider is no more, so I'm sure either that guy will go back to 7 Miles South or...
They'll make a new thing or something, you know. Yeah, I would say... Texas Rain is probably the only song that I can think of that I would be able to sing like all the words to for them, but I really like that song and I do like their sound. So yeah, it is sad.
I really liked,
sad song.
I remember saying this when it came out. Paulo Duro was a cool album because it was half like super traditional and then half kind of contemporary, but it was never like bro. It was just
exactly
kind of contemporary sounding, and I
that
really
mid-2000s era sound.
Yeah. They had the ability to be like radio, quote unquote radio friendly, and it just sucks that never happened. But yeah, it really sucks that they're splitting. But I'm sure we'll get new shit from them eventually. But the bigger one, obviously, I think they split like the day we put the episode up about their album 2 weeks ago. Is Turnpike Troubadours, as everyone knows, if you have any fucking sense at all, Turnpike's. Or they didn't split up. They're on indefinite hiatus, quote-unquote. Yeah. Which, obviously, not to spread rumors and shit, but obviously I'm guessing it's Evan Felker fell off the deep end again.
Yeah, I would imagine, again, pure speculation, but if I had to guess, it's got to be, you know, he had more issues, and then the band probably just trying to figure out a way to help him and just, you know... The best way to help him is just to be like, hey, we're just not doing shit until you get your life sorted or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it does suck. And it's like a selfish feeling as a fan to be like, what the fuck? I want more music. I want more touring, blah, blah, blah.
His mental and emotional state is a little more important.
Exactly. And so that's why you always got to be, you know, cautious about the way that you approach it. But as a fan... It's just sad, you know? There were an incredible band.
Yeah, why can't Florida Georgia Line split up?
Because, like I've said many times, Steve, God hates me and does not want me to be happy.
What about Bannon Gay?
Yeah, it's yeah, so it's super sad. I'm glad it's another one of those situations like Merle Haggard, getting to see him before he died. Like, well, at least I can say that I got to see Turnpike play live a couple times. Yeah, and they were really good, and the, and their catalog of music, even though it's just the four albums, is incredible. And so it's like, it's sad, it sucks. I wish them, you know, I wish that they will be able to figure it out and come back and do stuff again, and, you know, give us more music. But even if they never do, they still gave us some of the greatest music out there. Oh, yeah. Especially four, in the 2000s, 2010s, they fucking dominated in terms of quality of music. And so for that, I am forever grateful that Turnpike existed at all.
That if you were to put together a list of your 100 favorite albums of all time, you could easily put all four albums on it. Like,
yeah,
it's unbelievable how great they are, what they gave to us. Yeah, it just sucks because you kind of have to be the pessimist but realist of that they're probably gone. They're gone for at least
a couple
years.
Yeah, it's not it does not appear to be a, oh, this time next year we'll get them talking about coming back out again. Because I thought, you know, seeing stuff on social media and whatever, you know, people referencing when Ragweed broke up and how, you know, you still get a version of that with Cody Canada playing with his new band. And so it's kind of like, hey, maybe something like that could happen. And it's like, oh, well, maybe, you never know. But, it's a huge fucking deal.
Yeah. I was trying to think, I've seen him four times. Saw him twice at Medicine Stone, once at Windy City Smokeout.
That's all I saw him.
Is that it? Was it only three times?
Because I don't think I saw him anywhere else. I only saw him in...
I was going to see them at other times.
Well, they were going to be in Chicago again.
They canceled that show two or three times.
Yeah.
But, it sucks. Hopefully, wish the best for Evan. But, yeah, I saw posts from the band members, like the individuals, on their social medias, and they're like, oh, this was some of the best times I ever had, and thank you for everything. And so, obviously, it's not a, we'll be back soon. It's a, hopefully, we'll be back one day. And it sucks.
Yep.
But, yeah, hopefully Evan gets, you know, through his shit. I mean, because it's also not, it's obviously, you know, speculation shit, but it's obviously him because, no offense to anyone else in the band, they can be replaced. Like, Evan Felker is the songwriter and singer. He kind of needs to be in the band. So if it was like, oh, the drummer got fucked up again, they'd be like, all right, well, we'll get a new drummer. Like, it wouldn't be. So, yeah, it's obviously him. And yeah. But moving on to happier news is a bunch of new albums came out last month, and I'm sure I missed plenty because I was thinking about this during the drive to work the other day. I was like, the one thing I do miss about that crappy-ass job I had when I lived out there with you is that I usually didn't have anything going on at work or that, like, was too super busy, so I could take the time to just research all this music and just waste time and listen to everything.
Yep.
And now it's just like, if I can find a time to breathe during lunch, I'm like, oh, I could look up these albums, and I can listen to music during work, which is nice, unlike you, but it just sucks that I can't go through the, like, scour the internet for, like, what's the new country album, so yep. I find as many as I can, and it sucks because I only found 13 that came out last month that we posted. I'm leaving off the Shane Smith EPs purely because they're just three
at a time.
It's just, yeah, it's four songs at a or four EPs that are one album. That's what it is. They've already announced when all four are coming out. I think it's by the end of this month. So we'll probably have it on next month because, I mean, we've heard half the album already and it's fucking amazing. So
yeah.
obviously it's going to be one of our favorites of June. But So I left those two EPs off, but there's a lot of EPs this month. So we're going to do our top 10, but first we're going to do the honorable mentions. The three that I didn't consider for the top 10 were first up is Sam Outlaw Hat Axe. I like the three songs, especially the song Cigarette, but just having the three skits, just I don't know, it just hurt it to me. Like, it just, I wasn't a big fan of the skits.
Yeah, I don't really like skits.
Yeah, I think they're fucking hokey, and so I was just like, So, like I said, I really like the song Cigarette because it's a cool song about, you know, dating a, wanting to be a cigarette, like wanting to be as addictive as that to a girl. Like, I wish you would kind of crave, like, you could say you don't need me, but you'd come crawling back, like, type thing. And so I really like that kind of lyric with that. But the EP overall, it was three decent songs, and the skits just hurt it for me, so I didn't put it on my top 10. But we do love some Sam Outlaw. Go back and listen to that episode from way back.
Yeah.
Way back when. Next is Rodney Atkins, Caught Up in the Country. We've talked about it. It's a lot of really bad songs, but then, like I said, I think his best songs off this album are like as good as kind of his middle of the road ones from his previous albums. Like, though I really do like the, hold on, I need to pull up the list. No, not you either. Where is it? The songs My Life, and obviously Cover Me Up, it's a Jason Isbell song, and then Everybody's Got Something, those two songs, and Cover Me Up and a Half. Those two are really good. I do like those. But like I said, they're kind of middle of the road compared to the rest of his stuff, because Rodney Atkins had so many fucking jams. If you go back and listen to his the episode we did on him, we talk about our favorite songs of his, and he has so many good ones that were back in the day, but this one was just, it was good enough that I wouldn't mention it, but it's not, but there's so bad, so much bad with it too.
Yeah, as soon as I heard Caught Up in the Country as a pre-release, I'm just like, yep, Rodney Atkins is dead. He died. He never existed. He's dead.
But there's, it pisses me off because there's one, I was listening to it because I had all the albums on shuffle today at work. The song came on that was called All My Friends Are Drunk. And it's like, it's actually, the lyrics aren't bad, but it sounds like something Luke Bryan would sing. Like, because it's this thing of, like, I'm at the bar trying to forget my worries and shit, but all my friends are drunk, so I'm kind of here by myself, like, what am I supposed to be doing? And like, it's, but it just sounds like a Luke Bryan type fucking song, so it was mediocre at best.
I say again, boo.
Boo. Boo, boo, Wendy. Next is Billy Ray Cyrus's The Snake Doctor Circus. I didn't put it on the top 10 purely because I hate him for what he's doing, what he, yeah, so I realized when this album came out, he only did that stupid Lil Nas X song because he had an album coming out and he wanted to get his name out there. That's literally the only reason he did that song.
It was the, hey, remember me?
And the sad thing is this album's not bad. Like, it's a pretty good country album. It's just Billy Ray Cyrus is a fuckhead and fuck you, dude.
Yeah, and I don't really like his voice, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable, because there's a lot of artists out there that people love, and I'm just like, eh, that's not the greatest voice. But yeah, so it's just, I just put it on because it is a country album. Like, I thought it was going to be like Billy Ray Cyrus, Lil Nas X bullshit, like on the whole album, but no, it's a country album, so.
Well, good for him.
It's, I guess, worth a listen if you're a fan. But yeah, hopping into the top 10. These are 10 albums that you should definitely check out, and if not, I will cry. But first off is number 10, Logan Mize, From the Vault. Only in this town, they don't give a damn who I think I am. No, they hold my feet to my family name. I'm just one of them, and that won't ever change. And only in this town does it come on, when I pull back in, it's clear as day. There's only one place in this world that'll ever lay me down. Only in this town. I have it at 10 because I needed 10 to fill the list. like, the thing, alright, so I've had opinions about Logan Mize in the past. He has either very good songs or very, very, very bad songs. And on this EP itself, they have a song, he has a song called Thinking About You, and it is a very bad song. But he also has some songs that are decent. They kind of go back to they remind, I mean, it's from the vault, so these are probably older songs. It's, they have actual instrumentation, which is good, but they're kind of like, they sound like the dawn of bro country. Like, they're that sounding where it's still country, but you can tell that it's starting to head in that way of like, hey, let's I fucking drink on a tailgate. Like, and
yeah,
he has a song on it. What the hell is it called? Only in This Town, I think it's called. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Anyway, I think it's called Only in This Town. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I like the instrumentation of the song, but I don't like it because it's one of those kind of like the small town anthem kind of generic, like, we have this in our town and blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, but then the line is, but only in this town. I'm like, no, you're describing every small town in
yes.
America. Like, that's not that, an only
yeah,
in this
and that,
town.
That always was my main gripe with a lot of those songs back when, you know, that was the thing that, like, every single person had at least one of those where I'm from is blah kind of songs. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, they're all the same thing. You all grew up in the same fucking place.
Yeah, exactly. You're all just a bunch of drunks who have nothing to do, so you burn things and drink.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well, we do this. It's like, yeah, that's what everyone does when they don't have anything to do and there's a lot of wide open space. You have bonfires. You get drunk. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You're not special. Yeah.
But I included it because I liked it better than the three that we didn't include. Well, I didn't like it. Well, I liked probably equal to Sam Outlaws. But yeah, so check it out. It's not terrible. It's just not great. Number nine, this is when we start getting to the ones that I actually like, and you should definitely check out.
Yeah.
Is Justin Townes Earl, the Saint of Lost Causes. The world at large is just a big mean kid poking me through the fence with a stick. Ain't nobody born bad. It takes a whole lot of hurt. There lies one of life's biggest lessons and got nothing to do with deserve. Just pray. Seen a lost call. If you've heard Justin Townes Earl, which I know obviously you're a fan.
Yes.
If you don't know, he's the son of Steve Earle, so a lot of his songs are kind of about, like, Steve Earle was a terrible dad and kind of shit like that, but this album, he's very bluesy, very folky,
like,
Americana.
Like a 50s almost rockabilly kind of folky vibe to him. Like, he's got a lot of songs that I know in previous albums, because I haven't listened to the entirety of this one, where he's got, you know, he's got like saxophones and trumpets and shit all over the place. So yeah. it's got a really cool vibe.
It's very, I actually like this one more. I like his other albums too, but I think this is my favorite one by him, and it is really good. It has the same, it's the Justin Townes Earl album, you can tell, but I really love this album.
Nice. Yes. Indeed.
Number eight is Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Torresi, There Is No Other. A bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? His crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry, waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray. A little bird is stretching out to the shimmering, shaking blue. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do. I have it at eight. But I love it more every time I listen to it because it kind of sounds like a movie soundtrack. Like, because there's some songs that are just pure instrumental, and then there's obviously a bunch where Rhiannon Giddens sings because she's a phenomenal singer.
Pipes.
And actually, you wouldn't know this soundtrack, but it reminds, because you never played the game, but it reminds me of kind of the Last of Us soundtrack. It has like that same kind of ominous sound to it, mm-hmm. and I. and I just love this album. It is yeah, so
the one
so
song good. That that you sent me to listen to. I definitely felt that it just had this like dark, ominous vibe to it. You know, just and the what was it, like a banjo or whatever was playing like the main riff to it, and it just
which
had
was her playing that.
Yeah, and it just sounded dark. You know, like I don't know if it was like in a minor key or some shit, but like it sounded dark. And then when she's singing, it almost sounds like, you know, there's like some pain there. You know, it's not, you're not singing about some sort of happy occasion. It's just kind of like, you know, lamenting things. And then when you look at the album cover, it's like kind of like dark and you know, it's like this weird bridge, and it's
under the bridge.
Yeah, thing. It's just like, oh, that's, I like the aesthetic. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I have not much to add. Rihanna Giddens has an amazing voice, and
yes, she does.
Listening to her. Number 7, Jamie McDell's Extraordinary Girl. Sweeter than our sugar cane, but only tastes bitter on your lips.
You're more than just a pretty face, but all he keeps on holding is your head. Diamonds in the rough, but he won't dress that pretty neck with any pearls. And you're letting this plain ordinary man break extraordinary girl.
Yeah, so this album, it's very rock, it's like kind of country, and the song I sent you, I think I sent you Extraordinary Girl. The title track, where the song is just like,
could
it's
be
kind. I don't know.
If I wasn't the using lyrics. The phone to FaceTime, I would be having that playlist pulled up, but I can't.
Yeah, I want to pull up the lyrics quickly because there was a line in it. I think it's actually just like the main chorus line, which everyone just heard because that's the song I picked to put in this episode. The fucking load, you piece of shit. All right, so yeah, it's like this thing about her kind of pumping herself up or telling herself the truth is, so you're, the opening line is, you're hotter than the sun, but he'll treat you like you're colder than the rain. And it's just all this stuff about this guy putting her down and being a, you know, pretty much shitty to her. Mm-hmm. And so the main line of the song is, and you're letting this plain ordinary man break an extraordinary girl. And it's such a cool fucking song. And so I love her whole, like the sound of her, that her lyrics obviously are phenomenal. And this is one, an artist I hadn't heard before. And actually looking at this list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them I hadn't heard before this. So
yeah,
it's
same.
Pretty cool that, and yeah, so she's fucking phenomenal. You should listen to her. Number 6 is Joy Williams' Front Porch. If ever you find what you're looking for, come on back to the front porch. See my name through the screen door. Come on back to the front. She's actually, I found this out while I was looking up stuff about the album, and she's actually half of the Civil Wars, that duo that used to exist.
Oh!
So she's the...
I was gonna say, I swear to God, I was listening to that song, and I was just like, this reminds me of someone, and I couldn't put my finger on it, and now that you say it, I'm like, that's exactly what I was trying to think. Yeah. I was trying to think of who did that song that I also can't think of what the song's called. The one
Civil Wars were... They were
that
so
one
good.
Song that was, like, dark and sounding and...
I know exactly which one you're talking about, but I also cannot think of what
that's
it's
the
called.
Thing. And I was just like, I can't remember who that band was, and I can't remember what that song's called, but that's what it reminds me of. And now I'm just glad that I'm not an idiot.
Why? None of these sound familiar. What one is it? Barton Hollow.
Yes.
Yeah, phenomenal song. But yeah, so, but Joy Williams, obviously she's solo now because Civil Wars broke up in, I think, 2014? It's been a while.
R.I.P.
It's been a while. It's been a while. But, so, Joy Williams, I love this album because it's very, I mean, if you listen to Civil Wars, it's kind of the same thing. It's very folky, very, she actually has some kind of religious sounding songs. She got Preacher's Daughter, the one I sent you, which I once again forgot what the fucking song's called.
Yep, something about creation.
When creation was young.
Yes, that's what it is. Called. Yes.
Yeah, and so I like that one because it's kind of like talking about how she's loved someone for like the longest time. So it's like, I loved you since, you know, creation was young type thing. I believe that's what it was. Unless I'm hearing it wrong because I am kind of stupid.
That'll get you every time.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, before the apple hit the ground, not far from the tree, before Adam fell for Eve, I was loving you. So, yeah, I really love it. Kind of, I don't want to get on that tangent, never mind.
Yay!
But yeah, so Joy Williams, she's very folky. If you like the Civil Wars, you would definitely like this. And, yeah, check it out.
Absolutely.
Try it out.
Try it out.
Number five is Justin Clyde Williams' Preamble.
Running west from a wicked wind, running till I find where the end begins. Since the truth didn't set me free, I cover my eyes so I can't see. This wound I have, time won't. What I tried to hide has been revealed. I'm the wound, time won't heal.
This one, my top five are pretty much all interchangeable because I love them all. I love this one. He has a very Willie Nelson sounding voice, which is fitting because he has a cover of Poncho and Lefty on this EP, which is really fucking good. And but his song, like, Wounds, what the hell's that one? I don't remember. There's only fucking four songs, I can't remember them. But they're all really, really good. They're all very, oh, shit. They're very traditional, very folky. He's a smaller artist, but he's really fucking good, and everyone should check him out. I can't remember who shared his album, actually, on Twitter. That's how I found it. I think it might have been Doc Fell and Co.
Oh, could, that's nice.
Or maybe it was Coltrane's?
Could be.
I don't know. Could be. Yeah,
yeah, I liked it from what I got to hear, which was one song.
Which was Wounds. That's the one I sent
which
you.
Was which, incredible.
Which is, actually like the slower one of that album. I'm trying to, yeah, so it's Signing on That Line and Damn Me for Doing You Wrong. And those are the other two. And then obviously Poncho Lefty and Wounds. But yeah, all four songs are phenomenal. One's obviously a cover, but it's great. But, yeah, definitely check that one out. It's really good.
Word, yo.
Number four, Lonesome River Band's Outside Looking In.
Your eyes tell me you don't mean maybe. Oh, baby, you're making it hard. It would be easy to let you please me.
Bluegrass.
Yeah, when I was listening to this one, I was like, we don't talk about bluegrass nearly enough because this album, it's so, like, when I first heard this one, I was windows down with this cranked up because it's just so, I love bluegrass and how upbeat it
yep.
is.
It's because the thing that has always struck me about well-done bluegrass is how many tremendous, like, instrumentalists will be in a band.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have a shitty bluegrass band, everyone can really tell. But yeah. If you're all incredible, it's like, man, these people, because they're kind of like, I mean, it is a Appalachian jam band. That's what bluegrass is. And I love me some jam band when they just go off on tangents and they're just incredible and all of them are great. That is what bluegrass is.
And honestly, I like even better than that is how well they harmonize.
Oh, yes.
When they sing. It's so fucking good.
Which is like a lost art nowadays with the fucking auto-tune and all that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... yeah, we need to do a fucking bluegrass episode of, like, whoever. The one song I really love is If I Had a Cheatin' Heart. It's actually a cover, but it's still really good. And it's just, like, this song about a guy who's, like, with a girl, and she's so, like, you know, coming on to him and stuff, and she's like, stop it! You make it really easy to bang you if I had a cheating heart. But it's like, but he's like, but I'm super loyal and I would never cheat on someone, so stop it, because you're making it very difficult for me to stay loyal.
Be gone, foul temptress.
Be gone, thought. But yeah, it's really good. I also really love the song Generosity Killed This Cat. It's you know, obviously, you know, everyone knows the fucking line, curiosity killed the cat. It's generosity killed, so he's kind to someone and it fucked him over for doing it. It's really good. But yeah, Lonesome River Band, the only reason they're not one of them that I hadn't heard before, because they had an album come out last year that we talked about on the podcast.
I feel like I remember that now. I also, with the name of their band being the Lonesome River Band, I just keep thinking to myself about the parts from The Other Guys, where all Will Ferrell listens to is Little River Band.
I was going to say Little River Band. Yeah.
And so I keep thinking that is their name.
I always got LRB in the car.
And I just fucking crack up to myself a little bit.
Yeah, that is. I need to watch that movie again.
Aim for the bushes.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. You gotta know that's TLC. Aim for the bushes. Oh my god, so great. Quick side tangent. I listened to Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, the other day, and Will Ferrell was on it, and
nice.
Will Ferrell's the best. But... Number three, moving on, is Caroline Spence's Mint Condition. What you don't know is it all these other lips just waste past the time. What you don't know is it you're the only man I've ever been proud to call mine. But what you don't know, no one. Another one, actually, when listening to it, I was getting confused if it was her or Jamie McDowell had a song on, because they're kind of similar in a, like, sound.
Yeah, we get it, Steve. You think all women sound the same.
Mm-hmm. I was confused. I was like, Joy Williams, Jamie McDowell, Rihanna Giddens, Caroline Spence. I don't know who's who.
They're the same person.
They're all the same. All women are the same. but no, she's phenomenal. She's a little rock. Mint Condition is the final track and title track, and it's a slower kind of ballad. That's the one I sent you, but...
Yep, I liked it a lot. Doesn't she do, or am I getting all the woman mixed up, because that's what happens? Does she also do Methadone Blues? Was that off of one of her earlier things? Is she the one that does Methadone Blues?
I don't know.
I cannot look it up because I do not have the abilities.
Let's see. Methadone Blues.
That's
Elizabeth Cook.
Oh, yeah. No, fucked that up. Knew it. Method One Clinic?
Method One. But no, Jamie McDowell, phenomenal. Or not Jamie McDowell.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Caroline Spence. I'm tired.
Yeah, and you also froze with a really dumb face, so it's really hard to look at.
Oh, am I still frozen?
Oh, yeah.
But the one song I also really... Oh, there's all these songs I really like. But the song the very first song off the album is What You Don't Know. And it's really like it because it's What You Don't Know Won't Hurt You, But It'll Hurt Me. And that's like the main line of it. And it's a really cool song. And like song about a city. I think I could be getting this wrong, but it's like a song about a breakup. And it's just like, I wish I wasn't thinking about you because then I could sing a song about a city instead. Like instead of writing a song, you know, about you. And yeah, it's a really fucking good album and everyone should listen to it.
Word.
Moving on to number two is Ian Knowes, Between the Country.
With the wheels on the highway through the cold autumn rain, out came the pistols and a book full of names. Thumbing each one who'd sing out the words, facing hard times as an old junkie curse. On down between the country, red dearly along the road. On down between the country, lay long life is a blessed one, I'm told.
Number two!
Yes. I know. Everyone's been, this has been a critical success recently. Everyone's been talking about how amazing it is, which is
fair. It is.
Because it's a fucking amazing album.
Yes, it is. He kind of sounds like Bob Dylan.
I was going to say, that's the exact thing I was going to say. He's very Dylan-esque, which is actually surprising that I love it so much, because honestly, I don't like Dylan.
But like, for me, I don't like Bob Dylan because I think he's like... exactly. He's so much more... and I feel like Ian Noh actually sings, and so it's different.
Yeah. But I mean, I'll never obviously deny Dylan's songwriting.
Oh, abilities. God, yeah, he's incredible.
Like a rolling stone.
But yeah, so yeah, Ian Noh, he's pretty much a countryer Dylan, but is phenomenal. I'm trying to think what song it was that I fucking love from this album. I mean, Between the Country itself is really good.
Yeah,
I like
Irene. The song, I think, is incredible.
That one's amazing. Yeah, I like the song Meth Head.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just overall an amazing album, and there's a reason everyone's fucking talking about it, because it's phenomenal.
It is great.
But I had it at number two because my number one is a lady named Charlie Marie with the self-titled album Charlie Marie.
Spent a small fortune playing with an old jukeboxes across the nation over tears and beers when loneliness appears. Heartbreak's worth the Wurlitzer Prize. Everywhere's got a countryside. We're all stars in a different show, singing along with the radio. All the same, different shades of gray, just trying to draw the rhyme. Everywhere's got a countryside.
Yeah, and that's totally fair because this was incredible. I did actually listen to all of this because after listening to the one song, which I'm forgetting, was it just called The Countryside?
Yeah, Countryside.
After listening to that, I'm like, nope, I'm going to listen to all of it because this is incredible. And then I listened to all of it and I was like, wow, this is actually absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
She's
so
unbelievable.
Good.
Like, and it also...
And so I'm, country.
Yeah. I love my girlfriend with all my heart. But I would leave her in a second for Charlie Murray.
Yeah. Yeesh.
She is amazingly talented and equally as beautiful, and I love her, and I love her so much.
So good.
But being misogynistic aside, her sound is so fucking country, honky-tonk country. It is unbelievable how good she is.
And it just sounds perfect. Like she's obviously like a really good singer, but like the way that she does that, like old country style, like talk a little bit and then sing, mm-hmm. kind of like leading into verses, and just like it just sounds so natural and so well done. It's great.
And she's got the female version of like the Dwight Yoakam like kind of like voice crack thing.
Yes. The yodel.
With the yodel, like, but it's not like a full like
yodel. Yeah, no, it's just
it's like the kind of the groan, like the moan of the singing,
yeah,
mixed in with the accent, and it's She's just perfect, and I
love her. Yeah.
But yeah, so definitely check out that EP. It is by far my favorite of the month. Will probably be one of my favorite of the year. We'll see, though, at the end of the year, because we got a lot of months to do, and it's going to take a lot to beat fucking Lowdown Drifters, because
music.
That album is still amazing, and I still listen to it a lot.
Music.
But yeah, so that's my my top 10 for the month. Kevin doesn't get to listen to music that often, so he did not get to do as much.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass, not gonna lie. But the good news is that we do these episodes so that I at least get to, like, you know, force myself to quickly listen to a lot of things so I have an idea. And so I still feel like, you know, any albums that come out during the year, I'm not gonna, like, I don't think I'll totally miss on one that I'm gonna end up absolutely loving. But there definitely have been a couple where, like, I revisit someone that we've already talked about. I'm like, oh shit, this is that band that I needed to listen to the rest of the album for, and I never had a chance to, and now I'm doing it, and it's great.
I've been telling you about Charlie Murray for probably this entire month, because
exactly
the start of the month,
and I remembered that, and then when I listened to it, I'm like, this is the guy, or the guy, this is the lady, and as advertised, this is also true. 2019 hashtag
Pride Month
hashtag
pound me too. Anyway, before we get hashtag canceled, let's move on to the number one country song of this week, but not from this year, because this year is terrible. This week we're doing a song from 1974, a song you all know and love. It went number one June 8th of 1974, Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you.
Everyone knows this fucking song. If you don't know this song, you're a liar. We should just get that and just, like, sit such, like, what am I trying to think of? Just only have that sound. What's the word I'm looking at for that? Contain? No.
That.
When you just take one section of a audio.
Sample?
Sample. I don't know. Whatever. But just get that of you just going, Man, so everyone knows this
song.
I don't know.
I think it's better when we do it as our terrible singing voices trying to go to an octave that we shouldn't be going to.
But everyone knows this fucking song because Whitney Houston made it super famous. I think it was number one for a lot longer when Whitney Houston sang it, and it was number one in the country, not on just country playlists. So everyone knows it as a Whitney song, but
because she got them pipes, bro.
Dolly Parton is the original author of this song. Yeah, so that's the number one song of this week, but not from this year, because this year is terrible. It's phenomenal.
And it really is. You know what? I don't even know what the number one song is right now, this week, and I'm pretty excited that I don't.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea. They probably put fucking Old Town Road back on the fucking radio. Yeah.
Or it's just whatever Luke Combs song he currently has as a single.
Has she got the Best of Me a single now? No, it's Beer Never Broke.
No, I think it's that. Is it?
Did I tell you how I went into I went out to DeKalb with Megan to visit her old coworkers? We got dinner and then we went to do karaoke. And we walk in the karaoke bar. They're still setting up, so it was just the radio playing. And of course, we walk in and Old Town Road is on. I'm like,
it's everywhere.
I'm like, why? But the thing is, people still need to realize he is. Like, there's something about, like, he keeps remixing the song. I'm like, yeah, because he's a one-hit wonder. He's gonna go away.
But I really like the dude, because he is really funny online, and like it seems to me that he is extremely self-aware, and I love it.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to absolutely love it. It's like how we say when we shit talk like Luke Bryan, like he seems like a really nice person, even though his music sucks. Like, we're not shit talking him, we're just shit talking the song because the song is terrible.
Well, that's the thing. I thought it was like it was the coolest thing. I saw a video that went viral. He went to a elementary school and played for the children, and it was super cool to see him do that, but it was also really hilarious to see. Oh, so these are the kind of people that go apeshit for a song with this kind of lyrical quality. A bunch of fucking elementary school kids going apeshit.
Actually, my favorite thing I really liked this was, I guess he posted a picture of these two dogs, and it's like these two puppies, and he's just like, guys, I have to adopt one. Which one do I adopt? And then he replies to his own tweet, never mind, got them both, and it's a picture of him with two puppies.
I love it. I also think it's hilarious that he just keeps photoshopping different versions of other famous rap albums and saying that that's what the album art's going to be for his upcoming debut, and then pretending like he has no idea that it's actually someone else's album. It's like, apparently everyone thought that this looked like Drake's album, so here's my new version of my debut album, and it's just like a different Drake album.
Yeah, he's funny. Well, I mean, granted, I wouldn't have, like we've said, we wouldn't have cared about this song as much as if it didn't have this fake-ass controversy behind it of, it's because he's black. It's like, no, it's not. It's because it's not a country song.
And that's really it. It's just, I don't care. It's just, it's not a country song. The fact that you're saying that it is the only reason we're having an argument right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's literally it.
If you were to tell me, I love this kind of westernish.
I love this rap song. Like, it's got some western vibes. I'm like, cool, man. All right.
Awesome. Sounds good. It's like when I liked Say Something by Justin Timberlake. He wasn't saying it was a country song. It just happened to have Chris Stapleton in it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're allowed to like music that isn't one genre.
Yeah.
You're allowed two genres. Pick wisely.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. What have you been listening to, watching, doing, and thinking of?
I haven't done a single thing with my life, literally ever.
That's cool.
I feel like, what have I been listening to? I've been into something lately, and I can't remember what the fuck it is. You're paused anyway, so fuck it, I'm opening Spotify.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
Plugged on it, fucking now. Unplugged the microphone or the headphones or the phone the phone heads.
Good job.
And it was great. You know what I listened to, got back into, was I heard a Aaron Watson song, and I was like, you know what I haven't listened to in a while? The Underdog. And so then I just listened to all of The Underdog.
So good. I think his album comes out this month.
It comes out soon. If it's not this month, it's soon. Because I saw some internet-ing.
Yeah, it made me sad, though, because he posted something about how it's like his most in-depth album or whatever, and that's called, like, Red Bandana. I'm like, that's like, really? Jared Neiman had a song called Blue Bandana recently. You're going to have a Red Bandana? But
I also just hate whenever artists are just like, this is my most personal album yet. It's like, this is what you say. Every time.
Yeah.
This is what always happens.
But I've also been listening to recently, Caitlin Butts and Dalton Domino both released new singles.
Yes, they did.
Fantastic. White River and All I Need, I believe, is Dalton Domino's. Yeah. And then also I got contacted by an artist named Carly Driftwood. She's really good. She has an album come out in April. It's really, really fucking good. I think Farce the Music said, like, country's new rebel or whatever. Like, when she messaged me, she goes, hey, do y'all take submissions? I'm just trying to pimp out my music like a pussy. I'm just like, okay. I'm like, all right, sounds good.
Let's do it.
So yeah, Carly Driftwood, she's really good, very country and all that. She was like, I was in this songwriting competition, and I left because I didn't know what was happening, and apparently I left when they announced that I was in the top three, so I was supposed to stay. Like, good job.
That's funny.
That's one way to do it, I guess. But yeah, so that's who I'm listening to a little bit. You can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Country Hodgepodge on Spotify. You can find HodgePodgecast picks. Every week I upload the songs we talk about, but I won't be uploading this week because we just talked about albums. But you can find those on the 2019 in Country playlist, which is every album that's come out this year that we think is good, like Thomas Rhett's new one. It's phenomenal. You can find this month in Country, which is what's the current month. So right now I have the May ones in there, but I'll move those over to 2019, and then we're going to start it up, because when you're listening to this on Friday, the new Bird shit will be out. Day. June shit will be out. And then also Kevin's Picks of the Week, which he thinks I actually did finally update it.
I think I should have updated it again this past Saturday, though, so...
But yeah, every
damn
week,
it.
If you
but
remember, sometimes
I'm getting back to it.
He puts 10 songs or more that you should be listening to. You can find it. We tweet it out if I remember, or else you can find it on the website, or if you search Spotify for the username Donkey Factory, one word.
What a name!
That's phenomenal. You can find it. You go get one of our dumb shirts on the website. Got, I think Walker Hayes Blows is still up there. Got the Americana Powerhouse, the New Highwaymen. Yeah, and then you can find Kevin on Twitter at CHP_charts, where he talks Yeesh. About basketball and gay porn.
Often.
You can find, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. You can also find us on SoundCloud and Stitcher. If you rate us, it'll help us get found by other folks. Please share it. Let everyone know that these two dumbasses told you about good music that you should be listening to. But
exactly.
That's it for this week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Sam Hunt, so get ready for that.
Gear.
So that's it for this week. Until next week, I'm Steve Hodge, as always, joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good show.